Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Mindset. Today we're diving into something that's super crucial, something we all grapple with every single day. Taking ownership of our thoughts and emotions. Ever feel like you're just at the mercy of your own mind? Like you're on a roller coaster of feelings, going up and down without any control? I get it, because trust me, I've been there. But guess what? You can absolutely change that. You see, our thoughts and emotions are like powerful engines driving our actions, shaping our reality. When we don't take ownership, these engines can sputter, backfire, or even run us off the road. It's time to become the driver, folks. Time to get behind the wheel of our mental landscape and steer things in a direction that serves us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you take charge. First up, recognize that your thoughts aren't facts. Just because you think something doesn't make it true. Think about those negative self-talk loops we all fall into. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Sound familiar? These are just thoughts, not absolute truths. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Or is it just a voice in your head trying to hold you back? Remember, you have the power to reframe those negative thoughts into something more empowering and realistic. Number 2. Become aware of your emotional triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Identifying these triggers is like having a map of your emotional terrain. Once you know the landmines, you can start navigating them with more awareness and choose how to respond instead of simply reacting. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting in lotus position chanting for hours. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Just observe them like clouds passing by. This helps create space between you and your emotions, allowing you to respond more thoughtfully instead of being ruled by them. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one might sound a little cheesy, but trust me on this. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff, which naturally boosts your mood and reduces stress. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to seek support. We all need a hand sometimes. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist, someone you trust who can offer guidance and a listening ear. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and empowering. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking into a big meeting at work. You know it's important, and you want to make a good impression. But then those pesky negative thoughts start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not competent? You feel your heart racing, palms sweating. Suddenly, you're doubting yourself, second-guessing everything. Sound familiar? This is where taking ownership of your thoughts and emotions comes in. You realize those thoughts are just chatter, a mental game playing tricks on you. You take a deep breath, remind yourself of your strengths, and focus on the positive. You visualize success, channel that inner Spartan warrior, and confidently walk into that meeting. Boom. Remember, you have the power to choose your response to any situation. By taking ownership of your thoughts and emotions, you become the master of your own mind. You're no longer at the mercy of those roller coaster feelings. You're in the driver's seat, steering towards a life of confidence, resilience, and success. So what are you waiting for? Take that first step. Challenge those negative thoughts. Identify your triggers. Practice mindfulness. Cultivate gratitude. And don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Remember, owning your thoughts and emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. But with each small victory, you're building a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful words. And as always, keep training, keep pushing, and keep living life on your own terms. Until next time, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.